So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Michael Kirk is the director of Frontline's The Choice 2020, and it airs Tuesday night on PBS, September 8th. And that can't possibly be right. We're already past September 8th. Must be a typo. Michael Kirk joins us now. Let's ask him when things are airing. Hey, Michael, welcome to WGN.
Be here. The broadcast on television airs at 9 o'clock on September 22nd, which is next Tuesday, and it starts streaming that day on PBS.org.
Perfect.
And you can stream it anytime. Half the fun of streaming.
Thank you for clearing up that. I clearly
sure.
can't read. I was up. You probably missed the first hour of the show where I talked about how we were up till 1 o'clock in the morning with a flood from our attic. But anyway, I started watching the show, and it's so interesting to me. Now, first, you've done these choices, the choice, for the last, is it three or four presidential elections?
This is my fifth. One.
Fifth.
The series itself has existed since 1988, George H.W. Bush versus Dukakis. Every 4 years, we do the same thing, kind of deeply personal biographies, not policy, really, but who they are and how they became who they are, woven together so you can compare them side by side in a bunch of sort of 6 or 8 minute little sequences.
Well, I remember the one that you did 4 years ago, and what struck me was sort of how much Secretary Clinton's childhood really had an impact on who she became as a person. I think that's probably true for all of us.
It's so true. Yeah, it's so true. You know, it's there's the old adage, is the boy the father of the man? You can make that cleaner on the gender side. Is the woman the mother of the child, or is the girl the mother of the woman? It's the same idea: is personality destiny, and we make the bet that it more or less is. And certainly, our film this time in the middle of this crisis with the pandemic and the racial reckoning and the fires and the floods and everything, if ever there was a time to take a look at how two men grew up dealing with personal crises in their own lives, so that maybe you can predict how they'll be about the crises in our lives, that's the object of this particular edition of the Choice.
So what's interesting to me is that both of these men, Biden and Trump, are both some of the oldest presidential candidates. They've had a lot of life to grow out of whatever childhood trauma they had. And yet, both of them have experienced extreme childhood trauma, trauma throughout their lives, the loss, untimely loss of family members, brothers, children, spouses. Tell me from the things that you learned as you were doing this, what do you think were some of the most consequential events that maybe people would be surprised to learn more about?
Well, you're right that you would think people would grow out of it, especially two men who have spent 50 years in the spotlight, one as a politician and one as a mogul and then a reality TV star and then a candidate and then a president. You would think that people would grow out of it, but in fact, the reality is we all are who we were. We pick up things and they become a sort of life method for how we'll respond to other things. We may get better. We may learn from our mistakes. One hopes we will, hopes they will. But if the crisis was fundamental enough, which is what we've sort of gone for, 8 truly fundamental moments for both of them, and woven them together, you can see, especially in Trump's case, who we now know very well, you can reverse engineer Trump's actions into moments that have happened along the way in his life. Of course, events also happen to people, but really how they react is kind of baked in over a lifetime. So if you've got two guys who for 50 years have been in the midst of stuff, you can go into the stuff and take a look and see how they acted then, what they learned from it, and how they act now. The thing about Biden that was most surprising to me was the total and full-on effect of a dramatic stutter that he had ever since he was little Joey growing up in the neighborhood, or a kind of rough and tumble neighborhood, with this amazing stutter back in the 40s and 50s, and how the humiliation of it, how overcoming it, how learning to persevere in the face of it, in a way affected him, both in good ways and bad ways. And when you watch the film, you find out how fundamental, amazingly fundamental, that trauma was for young Joe Biden.
Well,
with Donald Trump.
We have to take a quick break. So I want you to tell that story. Will you stick around and we can tell it after the break?
Of course.
Excellent, Michael. Our guest right now, Michael Kirk. He's director of Frontlines, The Choice 2020, airing Tuesday night on PBS, and he's streaming as well, starting the day of. So, Michael, you were saying that for Biden, it's that stutter and dealing with all of the implications of having some sort of a very vocal impediment, a speech impediment, in the neighborhood that he was growing up in, which was really tough. When you look back at Donald Trump's life, what would you say is the sort of defining characteristic of his childhood?
I think his early life was really surprising. His mother, at his niece, Mary, wrote a book that was not entirely flattering, but her insights into, to put it mildly, her insights into what happened around the family confirmed what we had discovered as well, which was, his mother, when he was 2.5, his mother got very, very ill, and he didn't see her. He wasn't around her. It affected, by lots of people's accounts, his relationships with women, his lack of trust, his lack of commitment, his lack of, three wives, many, many, many different women, some of them notorious relationships. So there's that. On top of that, a father who is demanding, stern, and he watched his brother, his older brother, essentially pushed out of the family for not being what Trump's father called a killer. And Trump himself was sent to military school at a young age, a place where bullying, violence, and intimidation were part of the culture. And when you watch that scene, from the mother to the father to the military school, you begin to understand who that man is who's standing up in front of us every day, arguing, fighting, feeling abused by the press.
Literally showing no empathy whatsoever for anybody, right? There's that as well that seems to be missing from that picture.
That's right. I think that's a pattern in his life. Now, he would say, I don't need empathy to be president of the United States, and a lot of his base and supporters would say the same thing. He just has to be the wrecking ball that he is in Washington. Others might see it differently, but certainly when you watch the film, you begin to get a sense of who these two boys were, who then become move through life, and you see the things that get started here forming up and become part of their life method.
So, Michael, when you, as a journalist, it's interesting to use, film as a medium, because you can really show things that are very hard to tell or write if you're writing. And my career as a journalist has mostly been either through written word or, in some cases, television. But what would you say were some of the most surprising moments that you felt were turning points for you in figuring out how to piece together this story?
There's things you can see that you can't write about. Write and set up situations, but see them. You stunned Joe Biden trying to find a middle road between Clarence Thomas, the black Supreme Court justice, and Anita Hill, his accuser, is an amazing scene to watch. He sits there trying to play, sort of both sides toward it. And that's amazing. And if you watch Donald Trump, as he believes in his vision, he's a very positive thinker. And as he believes his vision, despite you see happening to him during the casinos crisis that he's in, where experts are saying, "Do not build the Taj Mahal. Do not do that. You're extending yourself." And he rejects the experts in that moment, and you see the look on his face as he goes forward. And when you bounce that from that moment to the coronavirus and how he has said very positively. The experts don't know. The experts aren't right. Suddenly you understand it. You can see it in a way you can't really write about it. It's very vivid and really, I think, amazing in the power of film versus just the written word.
Yeah, it's a very powerful medium to be able to see the look on somebody's face. You can't really describe it in a way, again, in written or even, you know, describe it, you know, with your voice. And so for journalists, having that power of film has just been sort of remarkable, I think. When you look at, you know, this story that you've done, this piece, compared to the other four that you've done, the last four, how would you say things are different? And what is at stake with these two men that maybe is different from the last four times we've seen this presidential election?
Well, we never had a crisis like we have. You could see the other, you could see George W. Bush and Al Gore, and it was interesting, two young princes, scions of powerful political families, you know, were they groomed right, and what way were they the same and different when they went to school, and et cetera, et cetera. But at this moment, with a time of tremendous crisis in the country, you the whole enterprise, our research, our shooting, the interviews we did with their friends, family, closest associates, biographers, all that, we did 50 interviews for this film, long interviews. Everybody had a sense of urgency because there is, of course, in the nation a sense of urgency. And in a way, the bet we're making is that you know, voters, of course, have made their minds up by now almost uniformly. There's a sort of 11-7% out there making their minds up now. But honestly, the feeling that people have is, I really want to know whether the guy I'm voting for, who is this guy? Well, how will he handle what for all of us on our side, that is the journalists, I think, believe that this is the most critical election in our lifetimes, maybe in a century. You need to know the people who you're and who they are as you make your decision in that voting booth on November 3rd.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, Michael. It's such a critical decision, and you know, lives are on the line, whatever way you believe. So, it's you know, one of those consequential moments that you think to yourself, you know, whichever way we go, something good will probably happen, something bad, you just don't know which it will be. But thank you so much for being with us.
That's right. It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Michael Kirk is director of Frontlines, The Choice 2020, airing Tuesday night on PBS, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and online streaming at pbs.org/frontline.